I hear she makes a dirty martini like nobody's business. Sarah McNulty is with us, Assistant General Manager at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse on our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report. What's the secret? What do you do?
The secret to what, Lucy?
To the dirty martini.
I mean, it's just, you know, a little bit of olive juice. You got to shake it until it's really icy and cold.
Mm. Well, apparently it's legendary because it preceded you coming in here learning about that. So welcome. It's nice to see you. An iconic steakhouse. It's located in downtown Ann Arbor. And you're rolling out a new summer menu at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
We are.
Tell us about this.
So we have a couple features going on right now, a lobster tail with a filet, and then my new favorite is we have a tuna mignon, so it's like an 8-ounce tuna steak, and it has like an Asian sauce to it with some vegetables, and it is delicious.
Oh, a tuna mignon.
Tuna mignon.
Not so heard that before.
Yeah. So it's a good size piece. You definitely have to like the seafood for that
nice.
One, but it's delicious.
You know, when I go to Ruth's, I always want to get steak, of course.
Of course.
But you have a chicken on the menu that is to die
for. To die for.
Oh my gosh. How do you guys do that?
So, I mean, it's like your airline, so you're like double-breasted chicken. It's stuffed with a couple different cheeses. You got your cheddar, your cream cheese, some herbs. Then you do some thyme and some lemon butter. It's so good.
It is good. You know, everyone's very friendly there. And how long have you been there now?
I have been there since 2015. So, I started there bartending. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And your manager is?
My manager is Keith Rossi. He's our general manager.
And again, very friendly. You
very
really
friendly.
Know how to relate to your customers when they come in because they're coming in for an experience at Ruth's Chris.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, describe the ambiance and what people should expect if they haven't tried it yet.
I feel like Ruth's Chris is where you go, one you said, for that experience, but it's like that fine dining, but it's not stuffy. You can still be yourself and be a little bit more casual.
That is true.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. And the attention to detail is
attention
wonderful.
To detail. Mm-hmm. You know, you still have those white tablecloths
yes.
when you're in the dining room.
Yes.
But
and you have different areas, too, in there
we
for
do.
People to enjoy.
We have, I mean, our private dining experiences. So you definitely have some set rooms for that. We can accommodate anywhere from, I think, 12 is like a what I would recommend. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could do one if you really wanted to, but... different size rooms for that. I mean, you could even rent out the whole place if you wanted to.
Wow. So. It's located at 314 South 4th Avenue right in downtown Ann Arbor. And I love that you're smart enough to embrace the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce
absolutely.
As well as being members of that.
That's so. How we got here with you.
Yeah, I know. Well, we do reports for them each Wednesday here, and it's lovely to have you here. Take us back. This goes back many decades, Ruth's Chris, and tell us a little bit about the history.
So Ruth's Chris started in New Orleans. It was Ruth herself. She had initially started with Chris, and it was called Chris's Steakhouse. And then that burned down. They had to rebuild, and because of how the contract was done, she actually had to rename it. So she made it Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, so people would still recognize the name. But she started as a single mom trying to raise her boys.
Say, she was divorced and she really made something, you know, lemonade out of lemon.
Absolutely. She took every last penny she had to try to invest and build a life for her and her boys. And boy, was she successful.
How many Ruth's Chris Steakhouses are there, including Ann Arbor's?
I'm not sure the exact number. I believe it's 152 last I knew.
Wow.
So there is only a few in Michigan.
Right.
But, you go to like Florida or New Orleans, there's definitely more down there.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk more about the menu and really whet everyone's appetite here today. First of all, you've got this new summer menu. Other mm-hmm. items on there you wanted to talk about that you have on there?
I mean, it's just a couple like items for the food. There's a couple new cocktails on there as well.
Oh, share, please.
It's a kind of a twist on the like classic gimlet. It is a cucumber and fused, and it's got some Hendrix, and it sounds odd, but a little bit of olive oil, and it is to die for.
Oh, really?
Like, I wouldn't think that in a cocktail until I tried it at first. I was like, oh, I don't know about that, but somehow it balances it perfectly.
I was going to say, and I bet it makes it really smooth,
it does,
too.
Yeah. It does.
Oh, that sounds...
I mean, it's like a couple drops, so it's not like...
Yeah,
you know, yeah.
Right.
And then we've also got like a Chandon Spritz, which is...
Chandon Spritz.
So it's a Moet and Chandon, and then it's got
Wow.
fruits and some herbaceous components to it.
It's perfect for summer.
And it's perfect for summer.
I love that. Talking with Sarah McNulty, she's the assistant general manager at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse down on South 4th Avenue in downtown Ann Arbor. I want to talk about your private dining and how does that work? How do people access that if they wanted to have an event?
So, I mean, you could reach out to the restaurant directly. Right now, Keith Rossi, our general manager, is handling that aspect.
And how many could you accommodate for a private? Well, you said that you could rent out the whole place if you wanted to.
I would say commonly, I'd say 12 to 80 is what most people do in the private dining realm. But if you wanted to, you could book out the whole restaurant. I mean, if your party was large enough for that.
And then you do tastemaker wine dinners also?
We do. My next one coming up, again, is Moët and Chandon, and that one is August 7th. So there's always a couple wine pairings. The Moët and Chandon actually does have one cocktail pairing with that as well. So it's always exciting. And then we have one more in October, and that's Camus, which is always a crowd pleaser. So.
That's how you pronounce it. I didn't know that. Camus. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's going to be delicious. And how do the tastemaker wine dinners work? So you get this accompanying the dinner. Do you get to pick different things on the menu, or do you have a set menu for those?
So it is a set menu. It's stuff that's not generally on our menu. So it's like created by the chef and Ruth's Chris. And they work to pair those wines with those items.
Oh, very nice. That makes a difference, doesn't it, when you have something that really, truly goes with what you are eating.
Absolutely. It can change the taste of the wine. I mean, the balance. Right. Like, we have something that doesn't go with it versus doesn't.
Yeah, because, again, it's experiential. It's the whole, you know, package of what you're doing there, experiencing.
Absolutely.
You know what we really haven't talked about yet, though?
What?
The steaks.
The steaks. Oh, my God, the steaks are to die for.
I know.
I mean, that's why we come to Ruth's Chris, right? The USDA Prime, cooked in that 1,800-degree oven, 500-degree plates that sizzle with that butter.
Oh, love it. Now, I like mine medium rare. Do most people like medium rare? Or?
I like my medium rare also.
You do?
Yeah. I would say that, to me, that's the best. But, I mean, everyone, what you like.
How are those steaks seasoned? Why do they taste so good?
So the only thing we season our steaks with is salt, pepper, a little bit of parsley, and then that steak butter.
Wow.
It's just the USDA Prime, so we make sure our steaks are all the top 4% that you can actually get.
Yeah, and
so
again,
quality makes a huge difference.
And sometimes it's hard to get prime meat.
And then cooking it in that 1,800-degree broiler. I mean, not many people can do that.
Yeah, exactly. What about your sides? What can accompany your dinner?
So we have tons of different sides. Right now, one of the featured sides, it's a corn dish, and it comes with, it's got like a salsa verde, a little bit of honey to it. It's very good and seasonal. We've got a few different potato items, au gratin potatoes. Lobster mac is a really popular one.
Yeah, your potatoes are delicious.
They are.
All of them. I could just sit at the table and eat potatoes all day.
You know, a simple, like, asparagus with some hollandaise. Delicious.
Sarah McNulty with us, Assistant General Manager at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. I want to go back to those steaks. And you've got filet mignon. What else do you have? What types of steaks?
We have, like you said, filet. We have a bone-in filet. I have a tomahawk, which is a good one if you're doing, like, a celebratory.
How many ounces is your tomahawk?
40 ounces.
Oh, my goodness. Does one person eat 40 ounces?
I mean, they do.
Are you serious? That's a lot of meat.
Some people share it, but some people eat the whole thing.
It looks like a tomahawk. It does.
It's got that bone there.
Yeah, a huge bone. It's a big chunk of meat there. Yeah, absolutely delicious. Yeah. When did you open up in Ann Arbor? Was it you said you were started in 2015?
2015. So it was when we opened.
It's been a little bit of time down there. Yeah.
It was right around Mother's Day that year.
What's your impression of the community and how it has embraced Ruth's Chris?
I think the community has definitely come around to it. I think it was a little bit harder at first because it was one of that newer, like, kind of that name, that corporate name that Ann Arbor tends to like some of those more niche places.
Right. But you've made it that.
But we have made it. We've grown into the community and done stuff. So
yeah, you really have. You've supported nonprofit organizations. You've done lots of different things.
We have, absolutely. Yeah, we did one with Mott's Children's Hospital this past year, and then we did Ronald McDonald House before.
Yeah. So. I think that's really important for a business to do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And to be part of the community and to show support for the people that are supporting you.
Absolutely.
How many people do you employ at Ruth's Chris?
Oh, boy. I would say it's close to 50 in-house.
Oh, really?
So,
oh, my.
Yeah.
And what are your hours? When are you generally open?
So we are open every day of the week except for Mondays. Mm-hmm. We are 5 o'clock to 9, Tuesday to Thursday, 5 o'clock to 10 on Fridays and Saturdays, and then 3 to 9 on Sundays. And then every day that we're open, we do run a happy hour in our bar and lounge area till 6 o'clock. So,
what is your happy hour like?
So it's got some great specials. So it's really some discounted appetizers. We've also got like a burger and a steak sandwich that you can only get in the bar and lounge area.
Oh, nice.
Some discounted cocktails, mm-hmm. beer, wine. So it's a great deal.
You brought up appetizers. That's mm-hmm. another area we haven't really delved into yet. So talk about those.
We have some great appetizers. One of my favorites is our spicy shrimp. It is just lightly battered and fried, and then it has like a spicy sriracha type sauce to mm-hmm. it. It's not like overly spicy, though. Mm-hmm. We also have some veal raviolis, which if you're not big on the seafood. I feel like our appetizers are kind of seafood heavy. Like we have a great tower. Like if you like a seafood tower, it's chill.
Will you talk about that right now? And I'll just close my eyes over here.
It's a great celebratory item.
What like, does the seafood tower look like? What do you have on there?
So it has lobster, crab, you have some shrimp. Some more like pulled lobster. I can't even talk now. you got your crab legs. Oh. So good.
Can you imagine? That would be the perfect meal.
Getting
the seafood tower for the table, mm-hmm. right? And then having a lovely steak, a mm-hmm. potato, maybe a salad.
Absolutely, it's
perfect. That's the perfect meal for me right there.
It is.
I would be in heaven. And you said you have a steak and lobster if you wanted to
do something like that. Absolutely, your surf and turf combo. It's something we're running for the summer.
Wow.
It's delicious.
Sounds great. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, try it out. And Sarah McNulty invites you to come down and enjoy it. Assistant General Manager there in South 4th Avenue in downtown Ann Arbor. Did you just join the Saline Chamber? Have you guys been members for a while? Or?
I am not sure the exact amount of time. We've been members for at least a little while.
And what's your background? Tell me a little bit about yourself. You said you started out as a bartender.
I did start out at Ruth's as a bartender. And then I started doing like some key hourly, so just filling in here and there.
Mm-hmm. Are you from the area originally?
So I am from Northville, like South Lyon area.
Yeah, so that's the area.
Not too far, though.
We love those areas.
Yeah.
Well, it's so nice talking with you and getting to know you. Thank you so much. And I hope everyone gets a chance to try Ruth's Chris. And what's really nice is you're right next door to the parking structure.
We are right next to the parking structure.
So that makes it very easy.
It does.
It's the William Street parking.
Williams and 4th.
Yeah, Williams and 4th. So you can just park and you come right down that side and you drop right into Ruth's. So
yeah.
It couldn't get any easier
than
that. Yeah. So those of you naysayers about downtown Ann Arbor and parking, you don't have to worry about that if you're going to Ruth's Chris. So great talking with you, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
Lucy Ann. Yeah, it's fun. Sarah McNulty, Assistant General Manager, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And you can go online and see their menu as well. Just Google Ruth's Chris Steakhouse Ann Arbor. You'll get right to it. And they check out their new summer features menu as well. Our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report today. For information about the Saline Chamber and its members, like Ruth's Chris, you can go online to salinechamber.org. And by the way, our interviews end up on that site as well for the Saline Chamber, so you can check out past interviews too. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, the Lucy Ann Lance Show on 1290 WLBY.